Welcome to the App Life podcast, moderated by Kwan and Simon. We are appliners living in Chiang Mai, Thailand, but now we are living in Gerby, Thailand, and we have over 100 mobile applications on Play Store and App Store. Our leading product is called Ling Learn Languages that provide over 60 languages for you to learn. Today, we would like to talk about how does Simya hire an A player? Let's start. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess we can start with our experience first. How do we start it, and how did we decide to have more of a hiring process?
So maybe like from the beginning, I have to say that we are really lucky, because the first time we did, it was like the big hit, because she's still in the company and she's growing a lot, and this hiring was coming from me. So Simon and I read some books also about hiring, and later on Simon will recommend the book called Who as well. So the thing is, when we decide to hire, because we just know that this cannot be working like this, so it's saying hire when it hurts, right? That's why we started to hire people at that time, because we did some money and we did some earnings, and there are some process that can really be optimized or outsourced. But that time we didn't really do like the process. We just like, okay, just find someone and then just try it out and see if they are good and which direction we can grow them or we can train them. And that was our first, let's say, strategy of hiring. And as I said before, our first hire are quite good and we were really lucky. And then we can see how these people are growing, and then we just say, okay, you may be really good in this kind of position. And then, yeah. Also, later on when we hired, like maybe 2 years after our company are founded, we also hire people more online for like, let's say, project management position. And yeah, we found someone, and she was good, and she's still with here with us. And then after like 1 year, we saw that, okay, maybe potentially she would be much better suitable for another role. And then we try to give her another role, and then it suits actually better as well. So I think we are quite flexible in terms of hiring, and then we want to build the people, we want to train them, and we see how good they are, in which direction they are, and then we really like give our knowledge and expertise to them. And
So back then it was more like we didn't really interview a lot of people, I think. Yeah. We just, as you said, the first one was someone that we actually worked with on a small job before, and we saw she's reliable. So that was good. And then, but then even later on, we didn't have a big strategy. We just did some interviews, and then, but it wasn't like a big process behind it. But I think it's always good to screen for more people, because the more people you can potentially interview, the better you get in the end, like the better person you get in the end, because you have more choice basically, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, from I think last year on, or 2 years ago, we started to do a little bit more like that, we do it more more process and more interview structured interviews. But I think we are not quite there yet that's really totally professional or anything. But one thing I think we changed is that we now have at least two interviews. Before, sometimes we just had one interview and then that's it. But I think two interviews make sense, because then also two different people can interview. And that was one of the ideas of this book as well. It's called Who. I will just post a link to that in the description, podcast description. It's a great book, and one of the things they recommend is to actually four interviews. I don't know if that's a bit too much, but and they recommend to do like one screening interview of half an hour, and then just ask always the same questions, and then based on that, you can also they recommend to weed out about 80% already there, so you have like I don't know 20 candidates, and you in the end for the next interviews there are like just four or five left, and then they invite them and. They invite them to one day and then make three more interviews. But I think, yeah, depending on the role, it's we can also do like just two in total or three. It really depends on if it's a big, I don't know, management role or something, you definitely would need a lot of
Rounds.
rounds. But yeah. So yeah, and then what we also did is just like a instructions for anyone who's takes part in the process, and so we have like a process in place.
So, like for example, our marketing team or the marketing lead told us, okay, she needs more people, and then she will be also like the first person because she know what she's looking for, which is actually I think one of the most important thing. You have to know what kind of position you are looking for, and
Right,
then
yeah.
have some kind of imagination of like who you are looking for, and then list it down. Okay, if the person have the skills, it's gonna be the second round. But so let's start with our process. So how do we hire now? We hire mostly people online, and we can definitely work online, so we don't really require them to be on site. But if they are in Chiang Mai, that's perfect because then we can work together and have some more like communication is more transparent. So we send the application on Facebook, which is I think it's we got maybe no 10 applicants, and then many of them looks great. So we just send email, and then we just ask for some general information. If everything is looking fine, then our marketing lead will just schedule an interview with her or with them, and then for some general thing and some like explaining about what role they would take and so on. And then if she likes that person, she will send to this applicant to us, and now it comes to second round of interview. So and the way we structure the interview is a little bit different than the first round. This round we really want to know how people or how the person will work or structure their work, because now as if you work online, you need to know what you do. You need to do to be able to manage your own time and to communicate. So and these are the things that I and Simon want to see from the applicants.
Yeah, and the way, yeah, the way to ask this. So I think a lot of mistakes. I did often a mistake to ask like the wrong questions. Just ask like, okay, if are you willing to learn new things, for example, and then if you just ask this straight away, are you willing to learn new things? And they say, of course, yes. And then maybe they give some example, but that's not really interesting. So the better questions are like open questions, and especially questions about the past experience. So basically, also what that book recommends is like go like job by job. Like sometimes they don't have a lot of jobs, but then you can just go in the university. Maybe they have some side projects, and ask, okay, what were you strong at? What were you most proud of? And what was some low points? And if and what, like usually you have a boss in the role. What will your boss, tell about you? Or what's the opinion? Likely the opinion of your boss about you, something like that. And so then you And then that's a starting point. And then they will say something like, okay, the low point was there were some conflicts or with the colleagues or something like that. And then you can just ask, keep going with like deeper and deeper questions. If that's interesting to the position. Sometimes it might be not interesting, then you just go on with the next one. But always like ask deeper questions, and then you get a lot better picture about their experience. And I think that's the probably 80% or 90% important is to get, okay, what did they do in the past? Because that will pretty much reflect what they will do in the future. So that's very important. Yeah, and then and then we asked them also some case studies.
Yeah, so because we want an A player, so that means this person knows about, like, have some basic knowledge about their fields, and we do case study for like developer and also now like marketing position. So in the first. For developer, for example, we just have one small question to see how, if they can think logically and if they, how is their like solving skills, right? And for, and after that, if it was good, then we send the real question that this developer have to solve it within 1 week. So they can ask for someone or something like that, but we don't really mind which language they will use to write that script or the solution. We just need to see that they how is the coding coding style, or how do they structure to solve the problem. So because developer, you can see from their work, right? And then for the marketing,
so but how do you avoid that? I think we had it a couple of times, but how do we avoid that? Yeah, like they just don't give it to someone else and then they do it totally for them, right?
But then we also ask them, why do you write this line?
Right, yeah.
That's
and that's also one of the things, like, to see how, as Guan said, also that can they keep their deadlines? I think one guy just didn't finish it, and then that was it, right? I mean, he didn't even say, okay, like, I can't finish this, he just didn't finish it, and then. That's obviously what we want, right?
Because we see already effort or time you want to spend on it, time to research for more things and stuff. The question was not that difficult. But it just requires this all, like, we can see this all of these skills from that case study. And for marketing, we actually like bring the real case, like, okay, let's say we have Instagram follower of 3,000, and now within 3 months, we will hire you to improve it, to double it. So what is their strategy or what these people gonna do? And then we can already see if the people can plan, right? And can structure their, can plan this kind of activities, and then can they execute it? And at the end, the most important of marketing is testing and analytics, right? So if this person, bring up these kind of things, so we can know already that how much experience this person have in their how much experience they have before, and we can see really a lot of things from a case study. So I think that's why many big company always use some kind of this case study, because it's an open question and you can really see how people will interact, how people responds. And I really like this this thing.
And then after that, so I think in this case we have two interviews, right? And then we just make a decision, and then we also have email templates for like all the
for
cases
each steps, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise you just reinvent the wheel. And we of course we also have a list of questions for all these interviews. And I want to make it a little more structured. Right now we just have a bunch of questions, anyone can pick it, but I want to be a bit more structured to say, okay, these and these questions we always ask, because then you get more, it gets more structured, so that you have the same information about all candidates, so you can more easily compare. And then that was a good point that you gave with the goals in the case study, right? Because that's actually a real case, right? If we have 3,000 followers and we want to double it. And that was also, again, from this book, recommended that you give basically every one of the... Or you define the role first, as Kwan said before. Right? Before you hire, you have to define the role, obviously. But then not only define what to do there, but also even define goals already, right?
Yeah.
Like concrete goals. Like we want to double our followers. Or on another one, we want to get so-and-so amount of backlinks. So then I know exactly what are they actually applying for. And then they're also excited, I think more excited, because then they see, okay, I have this goal, and it's a simple goal, but I have to figure out how to reach it. So then they can, but then they can be creative about that. But at least they know exactly what they have to achieve, that they know their expectations. And if they can't achieve it, then maybe it was a wrong hire. Yeah, of course, it depends. If they can achieve 90%, that's still great. But if they can achieve maybe only 10%, then okay, maybe then we have to see, was it the right role for them?
So,
I think that there are also OKRs come into play, because that's like pretty much the same for OKRs. So if you have OKRs for, you know, the goals for everyone in the company, then it's also easy to make OKRs for a new role. And I think we are not quite there yet, especially for developers. I think we just have team goals, which is probably fine too. But then I think in marketing, we can really do it that everyone of the in the team gets their goals.
So we admitted that we also did some wrong hires and stuff, but that's why that's how we learn. And I really enjoy these kind of things, because you know and you see a lot of people, and then a lot of knowledge can be shared, and then you really like, oh, there are really very amazing people out there in the world. So it's like, wow, so this person want to like work for us so it's, but yeah, you just have to really stick on the role, the person you are looking for, and not like, oh, this one is overqualified and you need them, but actually there's no position for it. So just don't forget the first goal, that why you, where or who you are looking for.
Yeah, but then these ones are also opportunities that if you see people that they're fantastic, but then they're just not the right fit for that role, you can always think, for the future, right? We just put that on a list, and that's also one cool recommendation, because I always thought, okay you go classically for finding people, you go to like job these job portals and post a job, and that's I think a good way too. But then also this book, it says, it's like some study that the actual way to really get the good people is with connections. And then since you hopefully already have, or if you hire the first great people and you see they're amazing, then the first thing you do is ask them, can you recommend a few others? Because usually good people know other good people. And then from there you go. And then that's why if you interview candidates, they're great and they're not fit for the role, you just keep them in your personal database, you just list them down. And then just sometimes contact them and see, okay, can you recommend more? That's where we also start doing. I think we should do it a bit more,
often, periodically.
Yeah, continuously. But we are also getting there.
Okay, I think that is our experience and what we got from the book, and also like from
our experience.
And if you have any other suggestions, idea, recommendations, please let us know in the comments. See you next time. Bye.